Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts is home to an estimated 3,000 people from the tiny island nation Dominica. Like Puerto Rico, the island was decimated by Hurricane Maria. People from the country who are now in Boston say their relief efforts are overshadowed by devastation in other areas. But WBUR Simone Rios reports they are vowing to carry on.
In a storage facility in Dorchester, a half dozen women from Dominica sort donations of clothing, diapers, and tarps given after the hurricane. A group called Boston for Dominica is also hoping to raise $500,000 for the island.
We were decimated by the hurricane. 95% of Dominica was destroyed. We are on our own. We seek assistance from whoever will give it to us.
Cuthbert Joseph is a dentist in Dorchester who works with the group. He says it was founded in 2015 after the island was hit by Tropical Storm Erica. 2 years later, a UN report says Hurricane Maria thrashed Dominica with extreme winds and rain and destroyed all in its path. It caused direct damage to the housing and livelihood of the entire population. Asked how long it will take to rebuild, Joseph just laughs and says there's no way to know.
That we cannot tell. But when we had Erica in 2015, they said it set us back 20 years, and Erica was not even a quarter of what we experienced. So I will say it will take us a long time.
Dominica won its independence from Great Britain in 1978. And so Cuthbert says the country of 71,000 is not receiving the same level of aid as islands under the rule of Western countries. Help has come from the United States, as well as countries like Morocco, Cuba, and Venezuela. The local community from Dominica is striving to do its part as well. Wilma Thomas of Dorchester recalls getting news of the hurricane smashing her native Dominica 2 weeks ago.
It started at 2 p.m. I started getting pictures of the roads and trees that have fallen, but it just got worse and worse over time. And I did not hear from my family for almost 4 days. I could not eat, I could not drink, I could not sleep.
Thomas says she did eventually hear from them. Everyone is alive. And by the grace of God, she says, Dominica will also be okay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.